Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are actually two different business disciplines, if you think about it. We've got the big corporate people. Those are the people who work for big companies. They have a job. They're always looking to get promoted. They're thinking about how they can get a raise. They're not really thinking about the survival of the business the way an entrepreneurial business person does or a family business owner does. They're not responsible. They're responsible for their department, their budgets, their goals, but they're not responsible for the entire company. And then we have the entrepreneurial family-type business where the person in charge is pretty much in charge of everything. There is no big marketing department, no big sales department. You might have people doing it for you, or you might have outside people working for you, subcontractors that you engage to do a project. But generally speaking, you are in charge. You are the person who is on the firing line. You're the person that's going to make it successful or not make it successful. So the people who are in the big corporate businesses and they really want to get ahead, the one thing they do is they go out and they join a charitable board, which is a good thing to do. They go out and they're networking with people. They're meeting people all the time. They're going to conferences. They're absolutely in a situation where it's important for them to understand what's going on in their business world. They're reading trade magazines. They're getting information from the corporation as to what's going on. But the entrepreneurial person, the family-owned business, the person, the CEO, president, or business owner of that company is pretty isolated. They don't have the time. They don't have the resources. They don't have the same access that the corporate person does. So because they are isolated, they're living in their world. And their world can be a very successful world or it can be a struggling world. But we want to always, no matter where we are in business, we always want to make it better. And we want to get some of the same benefits out of business and out of life that the big corporate people do. And how do we do that? You know, CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to make lunch more than good food. It's an opportunity to call up your friendly competitor and say, let's have lunch on Friday, Freddie. It's the opportunity to call someone you don't know and say, you know what, don't want anything, just don't like to meet business people. Let's sit down. Let's have a cup of coffee. It could be someone who is a friendly competitor. It could be your insurance agent. It could be your banker. It could be your accountant. It could be someone that has a parallel business to you, and you want to network with them, and you want to see if you can help each other. So what you're doing is you're going out there, you're gaining knowledge, you're getting an understanding of what's going on in the world, you're meeting people who you will be able to help, they'll be able to help you, and if nothing ever happens and they can't help each other, you'll be able to share information that's absolutely critical to success. You know, how would you handle this problem? How would you handle sales? How do you folks prospect? What do you think is happening in the economy? What's your vision of business? I mean, there's so many questions that when you're sitting down having a cup of coffee or having lunch with someone, it's a casual conversation. You don't want anything from them. You're not trying to sell them. You're not trying to convince them that they should do business with you. And many times, you do end up doing business with people. So it's also practical to meet prospects for coffee or lunch, just to talk about business, never asking them for the sale. And when they see your brilliance, they're going to turn around and they're going to say, well, why don't we work together? So let's use that noon hour, that coffee break, as a tool to grow the business, to get information. It's a great marketing tool. It's a great way to understand what needs to be done. It's a great way to understand how other people are doing things. Every time you meet with someone, there are one or two things that are going to happen. You're either going to understand by talking to them what a great job you're doing, or you're going to pick up some knowledge that will be help, helpful to you to do even a better job. And they're going to be in the same situation. So it's a win-win for everybody. Now, some people will say, yeah, I don't want to meet with that competitor. And there are competitors you will not want to meet with because it's just not going to work. But there are other people who, you know, you're in competition with, but you're not really. Or what you can do is you can, if you're in Pittsburgh, you can call someone in Chicago and you can say, hey, we're in similar businesses. You know, I'd like to have a talk with you once a month, just find out what's going on, see how we can help each other. We're not in competition. Be in contact with other business people. Business people should be talking to business people consistently because there is a wealth of knowledge that you can get from doing that. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.